Close your eyes and breathe into and out of your heart. Search inside your body for that part that enjoyed coloring, connecting with the tree and dancing. Feel him, her, them moving around inside you. Wrap your arms around yourself, smile, and thank that part of you for coming out to play. Send love through your arms to envelop that energy. Feel their gratitude and trust. Note any sensations beneath your skin. Ask that part of you, do you have a name? Where do you live? Let them take your hand and show you around their world. Share in their delight. Treat them as you would your child or pet. Feel how they receive your adoration. This time, activate the adult part of you a little more than you have thus far. Envision holding them in your lap. You might rock a little. Ask them how it feels when the self-harming part takes over. Talk to them gently about how you're working with that part to learn new behaviors. It's like you're comforting your youngest child who's been hurt by an older sibling. You're learning new parenting skills, so this is awkward and you're afraid you'll mess up, but the little one knows you love them, and you know it too. Admit that you're not perfect, and that you'll continue to make mistakes. The family is learning new ways of communicating. But unlike a parent out in the world, you are both the adult and the little one. So you can ask them to help you with the part that self-harms. Ask them to bring their superpowers of innocence, love, and play. Maybe the next time the desire to hurt comes up, that little part can enact some mischief to make everyone laugh. Assure them that you are open to hearing messages anytime, and you'll do your best to meet any needs as they come up. When you're ready to come out of the meditation, take some deep breaths, ground your body, and open your eyes.